today's Tanya for the 14th of Tishrei is in Igeres HaKedesh, Simen Chaf Aleph, 21. It's on page 266. The number at the bottom of the page is 516. The Altareb is talking about the greatness of the mitzvah of tzedakah, and particularly tzedakah teret Yisrael, and he's saying that besides the fact that alacrity in the mitzvah of giving the money as soon as possible, even though it won't be sent to Eretz Yisrael more than once a year, so giving monthly or weekly installments wouldn't make much of a difference for the people receiving it, yet there is a benefit in the alacrity and in the zrizus of giving the money and of giving it in installments. So besides the physical benefits that comes from the mitzvah of tzedakah and from the zrizus in it, and that is that it saves from suffering and from death, God forbid. Besides that, there are other virtues as well, Inubavedel will describe in today's shir. Page 266. Achgam zeis matzonu re'inu ba'avedes hatzdokah. But another thing we have found and seen in the aveda of tzedakah, ma'ila prati is gedela v'niflo, eina reicheleho, a particular virtue which is very great and nothing compares to it, liyeis ma'is hatzdokah nasis b'pa'amim rabbeis, in that the mitzvah of tzedakah is performed many times, repeated many times, v'chol hamar b'areze m'shubach, and the more we do it, the better. In other words, the act repeated over and over again has a benefit and a virtue over giving one large sum. V'loy b'pam achas v'bas achas, rather than giving it all at once. Gam ki hasach ha'keilil echotu, even though in the end it'll come out to be the same amount. So you're not giving more by giving more often. Even so, giving more often has a virtue. K'meshikosu, hu k'meshikosu v'harambam zal, v'pidush ha-mishne sheshanu chachamim zal, v'hakel v'fidei v'maiset. Had the Rambam write in his pidush on the Mishnah, concerning the statement of the sages, that hakel v'fidei v'maiset, that it is all judged by how many times the act is repeated. How numerous are the acts of the mitzvah? V'hinei mu'vad ki ha-Rambam zal bi'ir heitev tamli v'nimukei, in addition to the Rambam's explanation, what the virtue of repetition is, where the Rambam explains that it's kedei l'zachech ha-nefesh ha-idei dibri ha-maiso, that in order to purify the soul, meaning to change the character of the person, that he should become a more charitable person, the repetition does more than the amount given. So if a person gives a large amount at one time, it does not affect a change in his personality as much as a constant repetition of giving, even if it's smaller amounts. So besides this, besides the Rambam's reason, in a mikri moli dibra kosuv, there is a explicit statement in the pasuk in Mishlei, I believe, where it says pu'ulas tzedakah l'chayim, that the effect of tzedakah is that it brings life. Dahainu, which means shepu'uloso uskuloso, that it is the effect of tzedakah and the nature of tzedakah, the property of tzedakah, that it is v'ham shechayim el yeinim echaya chayim ein sev baruchu, that it brings divine life from the life of life, which is God, v'eretz hachayim, to the land of life. The land of life is malchus d'atzilus. Malchus is called land. The land of life is malchus of atzilus. The life of life are the higher attributes of Atzilus. So to bring the higher attributes to be revealed in Malchus d'Atzilus, this is brought about through the mitzvah of tzedakah. He shchinas uzeinu, this God, this life that is brought from the life of life, into the land of life is the Shechina that is the source of our strength. And concerning this revelation of the higher attributes into the attribute of Malchus, concerning that it says, Ata Machayes Kulam, that Ata, which is Malchus, gives life to all the world. That from Malchus Datsilus, all the other worlds derive their life, their existence. Ata is a reference to Malchus, because Malchus is speech. And the word Ata summarizes, contains within itself, the entire faculty of speech. Because it's Aleph, Tav, He. Aleph, Tav is the entire alphabet from beginning to end, from the Aleph to the Tav. And the He are the five tools of articulation, the five organs of speech that allow one to pronounce the 22 letters from Aleph to Tav. So the word Ata is basically a reference to speech, and speech is Malchus. So the Ata Machayes Kulam, and in speech you give life to everything, and this speech is in Malchus Datsilus. Vehi Sukas David Hanifeles, and this life that is given from Malchus Datsilus to all the worlds, this is also sometimes referred to as Sukas David. The Shechina is referred to as Sukas David, and it is Nefeles Ad Ofar, and it is diminished, brought down to the earth during Golus. As the Gemara says, that when Jews were exiled into Edom, which is the Golus that we're in now, the Shechina goes into exile with them. So the Shechina is fallen. The Sukkas David is fallen. And it's fallen to the lowest level, to the lowest Golus of Ikus of the Mashiach. This energy that is the source of our life, the Shechina that goes with us into Golos, this is revealed and this is strengthened when Chayi HaChayim, the attributes of Malchus, give energy and give strength to Malchus, the attributes of Atzilus, give strength to the Malchus of Atzilus. And this comes about through the mitzvah of tzedakah, kibisa'us adolatato, because through the arousal below, the initiative below, when we take the initiative, v'hacha yesruach shvelim, to give life, to encourage those who are fallen, defeated, the lesle megam meklum, they have nothing of their own, so by giving to them, mitzvah adolatato, we cause an arousal above, a response from above, ubefrat behisnadiv am lahacha yesh yesh ve'eretz achayim mamish v'dal. Particularly when we give tzedakah to those who live in Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz Achayim, and the literal Malchus of Atzilus is called Eretz Achayim in the spiritual, and corresponding to Malchus Datzilus, there is the land of Israel, the Holy Land, which is also called Eretz HaChayim, only in the physical. So by giving tzedakah to the poor of Eretz HaChayim in the physical, we give money to the poor of Israel, that brings God, arouses God to also give life to Eretz HaChayim, to the Holy Land above. The Holy Land above is Malchus Datzilus. The whole maskil al dvar godil, and anyone who understands such a great and wondrous subject, Yimta Tuv Tam Vadas, will find a clear and satisfying understanding. How great are the statements of the sages, Sha'amru, when they said, that it all depends on how numerous are the acts of the tzedakah. The act of tzedakah repeated often, in order to bring down this divine life by creating this bond, this connection, many times over, to connect the connection between Chayi HaChayim, the other attribute of Atzilus, and the attribute of Malchus Atzilus. And this is also similar to what the Rambam writes, Zachech HaNefesh, to purify the soul, to refine the soul by giving often. How is it similar? Kineida Mizeir HaKodesh, as is known from the Zeir, the Shechina Nikras Nefesh, that Shechina is sometimes referred to as soul. Kihi Chayenu V'Nafshenu, because the Shechina is, in fact, our life and our soul. Uchsiv Kisoch Alof V'Nafshenu. And just as it is with the Shechina, that the Shechina is fallen, it is also written in Tillim, our soul is bent low to the dust. That's why the sages say that tzedakah has the greatness, in that it brings closer the geula, the redemption. And what is the geula? L'hakima, to raise up the nefesh, or the shechina, may offer ma'at ma'at, to raise it up from the dust, little by little, gradually, ad ki yove shile, until shile will come, until the coming of Mashiach. The Hayim Yem for the 14th of Tishrei, Erev Chag HaSukkos, the Rebbe writes that we have to make an Erev Tashilin, and then he writes that we use not more than two Aravis, but many Hadassim can be used, more than two. We make a point of putting together the Lulav and all of its parts in the Sukkah and on Erev Yontif. Two rings are put on the lulav itself to keep the lulav together, and these should be covered, they should be low enough to be covered by the hadassim and the aravis. Even the top ring should be at least somewhat covered. And in addition to those two rings, three rings are used to bind together the hadassim, the aravis, and the lulav. And these three rings are supposed to be close to each other, so that all three of them are within one hand's breadth.